called to the high command. He has been called to report to the commander of Saul. Our chaplain will now lead us in prayer. Please uncover.
Let us pray. Eternal God, supreme commander of us all, Lord of the far-flung battle line to whom the ranks of life are due, we bow before you with reverent hearts and sublime faith, knowing that you lead us in death and in battle line. For again, you have ordered legionnaire to that realm in the west, beyond the twilight and the evening star, where beauty and valor and goodness dwell forever with the unnumbered multitude. Mindful of service nobly done, you have called our comrade, Hal Hatch, to everlasting rest. You have sealed his lip with faded blossoms of springtime and the withered leaves of autumn. You have called him to eternal peace, to the land of your silent history. Until for us also the day breaks and the shadows flee, grant us so to live our lives and to honor the legionnaires who have gone before us, that together we may come to the city which you have prepared for those who love you and keep your commandments. For your own sake, we pray. Amen.
Please, Lord. This moment is sacred, with the visible presence of one who has gone before. We, his fellow legionnaires at Post 162 of Hillsdale, Woodcliff Lake, and Old Japan, come to honor the memory of Alan E. Adjutant. Alan offered his life in the service of his country, and now he has enrolled in that great spirit army. His footfalls cause no sound, but in our memory, his soul goes marching on. Proudly, we remember his service in time of war and strife. Because of Alan, our lives are free. Because of Alan, our nation lives. Because of Alan, the world is better blessed. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others in the world remains and is immortal. May the ceremonies of today deepen our memories and our reverence for Alan E. Adjutant. Please uncover, and our chaplain will again lead us in prayer.
Father, we entrust our brother, Alan E. Adjutant. You loved him greatly in this life. Now that he is freed from all his cares, give him happiness and peace forever. The old order has passed away. Welcome him into paradise, where there will be no more sorrow, no more weeping or pain, but only peace and joy with Jesus, your Son, and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Eternal rest grant to him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Please come. Our commander will now read the. Our commander will now place the poppy in honor of Alan. The poppy is a symbol of all the people who have died during World Wars, which was initiated during World War I. About face and salute. Our face. We will not hear taps in honor of Alan E. Adjutant.
The American Legion resolution. Whereas it has pleased Almighty God, the great commander, to summon to the immortal legions of beloved comrade, Alan Edward Adjutant. Thank you. divine providence, while ever cherishing in our hearts the memory of distinguished service to our country and outstanding contributions to the American Legion comradeship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the American Legion, General Leonard E. Wood, Post 162, Hillsdale, Old Japan, and Woodland, New Jersey, does mourn the passing of our comrade now. That we commend to all the works and to God the Spirit, and be it further resolved that in token of our common grief, a copy of this resolution transferring Alan Atchison to Post Everlasting of the American Legion be presented to the next of kin.